everyone. My name is Mark. I'm the chair of the Music and Worship Commission here in Los Potara, but you are not here to see me. So, as you know, this is the Bluebird Revival. Most of you probably know who they are, so I'm not going to say much more. No, I am. Apparently, I'm going to stall. So I'll tell you that they're a Northern Indiana band that specializes in blues and bluegrass and a little bit of country thrown in there. We were listening to them this afternoon during the sound checks, and they're quite good. The band will introduce themselves later. I'm not going to introduce them because I have no idea who is who, except, of course, for Josh, who you may know is the hometown boy. So are we ready now?
Yep.
Enough of me.
Well, I looked over Jordan, and what do I see? Coming for to carry me home. There was a band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Sometimes I'm sometimes down. Coming for to carry me home. I know my soul is heaven bound. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. For to carry me home, tell all my friends I'm coming to. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
On the upright bass from Fort Wayne, Indiana is Cale Reese. We'll do these introductions now so you know who they are the whole night. On the drums from Columbia City, Indiana is Dwayne Alexander. And on the guitar, and he'll also be on the drums as well, is Brandon Marshall from Columbia City, Indiana. Here on the piano and the vocals is Miss Sarah Marshall. And we got four members we left at home. They couldn't travel with us, but next time we come, we'll bring them.
What about Brandon?
So what I'm going to do now is going to have you guys sing with us a little bit. Okay? So I say swing low, and you repeat back and forth with me.
Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
That's good. Now we're gonna double it up, go twice as fast, okay?
Swing low, swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, swing low, swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
Carry me home. One more time, Brandon. This guy right here, from Fort Wayne, Indiana, Mr. Brandon Renfro. Let's do that chorus one more time, all right? Here we go.
Sweet low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Sweet low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Sweet low, sweet low, sweet low, sweet low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Sweet low, sweet low,
sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Carry me across the bridge. There's no more sorrow.
Across the bridge.
There's no more pain.
The
sun will shine. World I'm living in, I have done forbidden things I shouldn't do. I asked a friend along the way, he could tell me where to stay, where I could find happiness and love so true. Across the bridge,
there's
no
sorrow.
Across the bridge, there's no more pain.
The
sun will shine. Footsteps of the king, you hear the voices ring, they'll be singing out the glory of the land. The River Jordan, it will be near, the sound of trumpets you will hear, and you'll behold the most precious place ever known to man. Across the bridge,
there's
no more sorrow.
Across the bridge,
there's no more pain. The sun is shining across the river. And you'll never
again. Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider.
Come. Thank you very much. We're Bluebird Revival, all the way from South Whitley, Indiana. You see the bluebird out front?
It's pretty.
I don't know how you can miss it.
I could afford it, you know. All right, it's good to be here. Glad to see all of you here. Thank you for welcoming us into the church. Everyone was just extremely hospitable. We didn't expect, blown away. Here's a song we're going to be recording this winter. We'll hopefully have a CD out this winter. It's called He Brought the Thunder. Well, He brought the thunder, and He sent the rain. Wash this old world of all its pain. Yeah, we all stand aside and act like Jesus never died. He brought the thunder, He sent the rain. I can't imagine any greater sacrifice than to send your only son, give His life. Some lowly sinner just like me, save my soul and set me free. He brought the thunder, and He sent the rain to wash the sower.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That song was written by Mr. Josh Kopp.
You know, an interesting thing in the last few years, my brother Charlie's been writing some songs. And since I finally caught up with the times and got a computer this year and got email and all that stuff, I'm the last one on earth, I believe. But so now Charlie can write songs, and he records himself singing the tune he wants. He emails it up to me. I put some chords to it, and then I email it back, and, you know, works out pretty good. So he wrote a song tonight. Or not, no, he wrote a song. He's going to sing it tonight. So I'm going to have Charlie come up here.
Before we got it. Like I said, I think the last time that I stood up on a stage ready to sing, I think you were playing Reuben in the play when we were about 8 years old, probably about right over there. But we're going to miss old Reuben around here. That was my only line. But I certainly wanted to, this is a lot easier. You can't see anybody. I can see spotlights.
Hey, Charlie, with these lights like this, we can't see Mom crying.
That's true.
Because if we see that,
forget about
it's
it.
Over.
Just a couple things that I wanted to just say hello from our family. Obviously, my mom and my father and my sister Mimi and Pete. We all say hello, and we appreciate everything. I was collected with some friends today, and they said, "Man, you're a lot like your dad." And I said to them, "You know what? When that happens, the first thing I do, which is probably not very brethren, is I go drink a beer." Being back here is incredible. One of the first things I remember as a child is how incredible those doors were, that you can close and they can disappear and it'd be a wall. But this song is about thanking our angels, really, our family angels. So I was lucky. We were all lucky to be surrounded by angels. There's a farm 2 miles over here at the base of a mountain. And I used to have to put a backpack of Roundup on me and go spray through these Christmas trees. And as an eighth grader, you know, you go to tie your shoe and you forget you have a backpack of Roundup on. So I took a Roundup shower. But also, 20 feet from there's a pond. And my father baptized me in that pond. There's also a greenhouse about, 5 miles that way. And there was a guy who said to me, "You always have to work on your feet. Don't ever be laying down on the job." There's a farm headed towards Womelsdorf that had the best strawberry jam that you could possibly ever eat. Also, we saw our first butchered cow at that. And I'm sure people are starting to figure out where they might fall into the story. This church also had a talking suitcase. Wow, you get out in the world and you realize what people who do that stuff, that's not normal. Not from that perspective, but from like a, you know, really, really live your faith kind of perspective. Absolutely incredible. A little bit more of a powerful thing. They're all powerful, but there's a factory that processes mushrooms not far from here. And I grew up with a great, great friend in that that lived there. And when our country wants to say alien, this church and our family said brother and family. That's incredible. There's a guy sitting out here who would always come and look for Pete and always check in on him. There's a room downstairs where you'd have love feast. And I was taught to wash people's feet. There was a funeral for my grandmother Johnson. The first people I saw when I walked to the church were people sitting out here in Indiana. Every year we also got Christmas presents, 6 to 7 big old boxes full of chips and soda every single Christmas.
Hey, do you remember the scraps from making communion bread?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to ask God for forgiveness because I stole a whole lot of communion bread. Whole lot of communion bread. We'd always come in afterwards and find a way. So much so that my mom will make it every now and then just to reminisce. My list could go on and on, but I'll kind of end with this. I teach I'm a high school teacher, so I teach special education, but I also teach history. And I used to teach world history, and we would always teach the Reformation, where the church began to split. And, you know, I would show them the branches where it all would split out. And I'd always look to the far right or left, however the map was going, and I'd see those Anabaptists down there, which the Brethren are in. And just, it was almost like a badge of pride. That's where I came from. So that's powerful. And, you know, as this church has gone through a lot of change in the last 5 years, and I'm sure you guys have had struggles and successes just like every church and every person does. What a powerful witness. So powerful that it was spiritual. Because I didn't know. I didn't know it. And here I sit, 31 years old, just starting to grasp it. So I'm thanking you for my angels. Now, we're going to attempt to sing this. Hopefully my
voice... It'll be easy after all that you just...
Hopefully my voice won't mess up the message at all. But this is just thanking you for our angels. Like I said, I haven't sung since I was 8 years old. So, in front of people. So, yeah, pray for me, Mom. We're going to see what we can do here. First couple notes are terrible. He's gonna help me out.
Church is not a place. Church is not a steeple. Church is the people. Since that's the case, I've been thrown grace and lived with some angels. Talk me about the family and talk me about humanity. Talk me about living in peace. Talk me about the Trinity and talk me to bend my knees and talk me to wash my church's feet. Talk me about consistency and talk me about simplicity. Talk me about turning the cheek. Taught me how to clean a barn and taught me how to mow a lawn and taught me to work on my feet. A church is not a place, church is not a steeple, a church is the people. And since that's the case, I've been thrown grace to live with some angels. Taught me about servitude and taught me to enjoy my food. Taught me the hymns I sing today. Strangers no more, trust and obey, cause there is no other way. Taught me about tragedy and taught me to pray to thee when things just don't seem right. Taught me about togetherness and taught me about investedness in people and their plight. Church is not a place, church is not a steeple, a church is the people.
since that's the case, I've been thrown grace and lived with some angels. Taught me about forgiveness, tracked me down when I would miss, knew I had a long way to go. Loved our family like their own, made us feel right at home, felt the kingdom like I'd never known. Top the steps of Christ, reach out to others, make it right, despite the race or creed. Live the life of Jesus, less of self and more of us, this you made me believe. Church is not a place, church is not a steeple, a church is a people. Since that's the case, I've been thrown grace and lived with some angels. Church is not a place, church is not a steeple, a church is the people. Since that's the case, I've been thrown grace. Thank you for my angel.
You're coming home on a bus with me, Charlie. You got to come to all of our concerts. You are much, much, much more eloquent than I am. It's a very simple song. If you know this, sing along with us. If you don't, after we sing it, just a few words, you'll start to come to you. It's called Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and bless His holy name, 'cause He don't ever change. He's the one, it don't matter what you've done, He wants to love you just the same. When old trouble comes along and temptation's growing strong, take my hand, dear Lord, I pray. Hear my cry, hear my plea, have mercy on me. She loves, show me the way. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and bless His holy name, 'cause He don't ever change. He's the one, it don't matter what you've done, He wants to love you just the same. As I labor in this land, be my strength, help me stand, keep me on the narrow way. Many loved ones now are gone, but I know I'm coming home, soon the Lord will be there safe. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, He don't ever change. He's the one, it don't matter what you've done, He wants to love just the same. Praise the Lord, and bless His holy name, cause he don't ever change. He's the one, he's the one. It don't matter what you've done, he wants to love you just the same. He wants to love you just the same. He wants to love you just the same.
We're gonna pick it up a little bit. I'm working on a beauty.
If I was a sinner, tell you what I'd do. With my sinning, work on a building too. I'm working on a building, I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, it's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was a drinker, tell you what I'd do. I'd quit my drinking, worked on a building too. I'm working on a building, I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, it's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
We found the easiest way to do a key change is if we just stop. Normally I tell a story right here about being a pastor's son, but you already know that, so I'll just sing this extra verse that we wrote for here.
If I was a preacher's son, I'll tell you what I'd do. Quit acting like a preacher's son and work on a building too. I'm working on a building,
I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, it's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
I'm just going
feet. I just before where God really is.
Cry everything out I had in me.
So this is the part where I should help you out a little bit of talking. Huh?
You got a little bit, and I got a little bit too. You know, the interesting part about Cale, I got to interrupt you.
Yeah. Hey, why stop now?
Cale's part of my family. He married my cousin Lauren. I thought it was awful nice to marry a really good bass player. So proud.
Thank you, Josh.
And he's a great guy, too, you know. But that's just a convenient side note.
Well, again, we're Bluebird Revival.
Thank you very much for having us tonight. Thanks for everybody to come out. Wow, this is amazing to play for you. We feel very blessed that you allow us here to do our thing for you. We really enjoy doing it. For those of you on the web, you can find us and catch up with us on copmusic.com, or those of you on Facebook, we're at BB Revival, Bluebird
yep,
Revival.
That's
I can't
it.
Remember what it was, and one of those. Just find us, you know, Bluebird Revival, you'll find us. Look for Josh, who's just pretty face and bald head.
Spot. That was for the interrupting part.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're going to take an offering right now, and I want to tell you a little bit about what we're doing. We go out and we play these concerts. We don't charge anything. We do take a donation to help with our travel expenses and stuff. And a new thing that we're starting to do, or we're trying to do, is to tie a charity in with all this stuff that we're doing. And it's just getting going. We don't have an official cute name or anything for it yet, but anything above our expenses that we're getting this weekend, we're going to donate to this charity. And at this time, we're going to donate everything to the Brethren Disaster Relief for New Jersey and New York City and all that. So, you know, you're going to give a little bit to help us get fuel in the bus to get home, but you're also going to give for all those people who need it. So we'll go ahead and do that now, and we're going to have Sarah sing while we do that, because I love to hear Sarah sing. I'm glad she came with us. She brought her, how old is Jacob, 9 months?
10 months.
Ten-month-old son with her on the bus.
I think he's back there, I think. Or he was. He was crawling around.
Whoever's keeping an eye on him.
Doris and Nolan are watching him. I really appreciate it. All right.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Twist on one of our good favorite hymns.
Precious love, lead
song where you sway a little bit in your seat. Just for me, for all the generations yet to be, keep them along and see them through, help them keep their eyes on you. Yeah, dear Lord, I pray, help me make it through today, maybe make it through tomorrow. That's enough for me. All I'm asking you to do is help me live true to you. Maybe say the things I ought to say. In Jesus' name I pray. So many times we lose sight what's really wrong and what's really right. What really matters in the end is singing hallelujah, shouting amen. Yeah, dear Lord, I pray, help me make it through today. Maybe make it through tomorrow. That's enough for me, I say. All I'm asking you to do,
that's really hard to practice on the bus is choreography. So we're going to work on that on the way back to Indiana. I try to have your back here, Brandon, though.
Thank you.
You just have, you got the moves, brother. I can't.
I'm blushing terribly right now. You know that, right? Thank you.
Here's an old hymn, one of my favorite hymns. We're going to do a few of my favorite hymns tonight. My two most favorite hymns, I'm going to have you guys sing, because they always choke me up, and I just want to hear you sing. But this is one that I remember doing it this way at a Good Friday service here. That's where this comes from. Thank you.
on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, the dearest and the best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for Christ. Rugged cross, I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. And you'll call me someday to my home far away, where His glory forever I'll share. I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and stand as something.
We're gonna have some fun. All right?
That was fun.
That was fun. But that was mellow fun. Or I don't know, what would you call it? This is stand up, stomp your feet, clap your hands fun. So if you're able, and you'd like to, we'd like you to, but if you'd like to, stand up, get loosened up a little bit, all right? Clap your hands, stomp your feet, whatever. Whatever
right.
Makes you feel happy.
That's so nice.
There we go.
That's great.
The reason I'm doing this is because we're just getting started here, and I'm going to keep you a little longer than we thought, if that's okay. I'm just kidding. Not too long.
drive slow. Oh, that body, you're hauling. Lord, I hate to see her go. Well, sir, Lord, be unbroken. By and by, Lord,
by and by.
There's a bell on the way there. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Real quick, because we're going to take a little break here so your arms don't get tired, and we're going to make Kale's arms get tired. So listen to Kale and Dwayne play here. Last night in Stanton, Virginia, and they smiled, but they didn't do any of that.
Thank you.
You can sit down if you want, you know. You can keep standing, you know, that's fine too. We're gonna do something. Leave the lights on one more song here. I'm gonna have Mom come up to the piano, and one of my favorite hymns is It Is Well. Page 336. He's going to play the piano. And here's the story behind this. I've been telling these guys how wonderful singers this congregation is. So I want them to hear you sing. So we're going to stand back. Oh, keep talking. Oh. Well, she can use this
I got a story to tell about this song. I don't know. I believe I'm correct in this, but when I play this song at church, my pastor's mother came up to me and said, did you know this song was written by a man that took the, his family took the Titanic to America, and they all expired in the crash of the Titanic, and he wrote this song to say that it is well with my soul, no matter what happens here on this earth, that we know that we have a gift waiting for us, and that this is just a short, short time here. So I believe I'm correct in that. So she told me that story, and I wanted to share it. And maybe we'll get the piano plugged in then.
I caught him by surprise. Sorry, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wasn't kidding.
You guys can sing really, really well. People don't sing parts like that. That sounded wonderful.
Thank you for that. That was amazing.
Very wonderful.
You got to come up one more time here later on, Charlie, all right? All right. We're going to pick it back up a little bit again. Get ready. We're not taking too long, are we? All right. Well, for tonight, we do too.
Yeah.
We don't have to work till Wednesday, so.
Some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to that home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away, oh, I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning. Thank you.
We're going to ask you to stand up again.
We'll have to turn the lights on, though, because it's a little scary standing in the dark.
This song's called You Gotta Move. So you don't have to move, but, you know, get excited.
But if the Spirit moves you, you can move.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. Our goal is to get people excited about church. This song does it right here.
Thank you.
'Cause when the Lord gets ready, you've got to move. You've got to move. You've got to move.
Sing again, too, if that's all right. The words are real easy. You heard them all. You got to move. That's it. So we'll have Sarah sing, and we'll all sing together, repeating her, okay?
You got to move.
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 When the Lord gets ready, you got to move.
You got to move.
Oh, you got to move.
You
got to
move.
You
got to
move.
You
better move.
You gotta move.
When that Lord, when you get ready, you gotta move.
You gotta move.
'Cause when the Lord gets ready, you gotta move.
You gotta move.
'Cause when the Lord gets ready, you gotta move.
You gotta move. You gotta move.
It's so good. Now stay standing. I know you all know this song. You don't have to stay standing. You don't have to. If you want to sit, that's fine.
We're going to do Amazing Grace. I think we do about 4 verses out of the 6. I'm not sure. So I think once I start them, you'll know them. So just sing along with whichever one I start.
Thank you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. It was grace that taught my heart to hear. Grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear? The hour I first
We got one more song on the list. I want to thank you all so much for bringing us in. Wait a minute. Charlie, come over here. I forgot something.
looks like we have a greeting coming from my dad. He was so broken up about not being here that he took Pete and went to the Notre Dame game yesterday. Yeah, now on a serious note, my dad's character is never in doubt. The day his mother passed away, he was down practicing his sermon because he thought he was going to have to preach on Sunday. And he said, "Son, I have to practice. This is when people really look at your character." So today was a character thing for my dad. He had a church meeting that he had to be at. So always sticking to that. I'm glad he typed this out because they don't call him a doctor for no reason. I mean, his handwriting is terrible. So it says, "Greetings to all our friends at Little Sitara. It is a joy to me to have you welcome our son Joshua's Bluebird Revival Band to your beloved sanctuary for a concert. I trust that you will enjoy the evening. I wish I could have been there with you this evening, but pastoral responsibilities here prevented me from doing that. I'm sure Connie will bring me a full report. God bless you all till we meet again.
Is there anything I forgot to tell everybody, Kale? I'll meet you in the back if anybody likes CD. I got one CD out there. The Bluebird Revival CD, hopefully, like I said, will be done this winter. A lot of these songs that you heard tonight will be on it, a few other ones as well. If you would interested and you'd like to, I'll give me your email address or I'll give you mine. I can let you know when they're done, send them to you, whatever. Once again, thank you so much for having us in here. We had a wonderful time, and maybe we'll do it again sometime. The last song we're going to do is number 99 in your hymnals. Sing along with me if you'd like to revive us again.
Son of thy love, oh Jesus, who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thy glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thy glory. Revive us. For thy spirit of love, who is born of us, our Savior, it's scattered all thy love. Hallelujah, thy glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thy glory. Revive us, Lord.
Thank you so much, everyone. Good night.
See the look she's giving you right now? That's up to her. I don't know. No. We didn't practice that. We should have. We talked about doing the hymn, and that's as far as it went. Said, Mom, you want to play some? She said, yeah, okay. We got here and said, how's Peace Like a River? Okay, let's do it. How about we do, I Saw the Light. I want you guys to clap and stomp, and let's send us out on a good note, all right?
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
You guys notice you only got to wear a tie tonight? Isn't that pretty? It's just a conversation piece. I got to talk about it, you know. All right.
I was a fool to wander and stray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Just like my man got me backside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw light. No more darkness, no more light. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Yeah, I saw the light, I saw the light.
Thank you.
Yeah, I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more light. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Yeah, praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Get up for Josh, everybody.
Amen. Thank you.
Go meet us in the back. Thank you very much.